This is Conor Lennon from UN News. International Women's Day is an opportunity to celebrate the achievement of women worldwide and to shine a light on persistent gender inequality. According to the Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, women represent 45% of the total agricultural labor force, but they're denied equal access to economic and social opportunities. Calling for the same access as men to land of good quality and an expansion of women-run farms, FAO's senior gender officer, Taco Jay, explained to Charlotte Lomas that women in rural areas need enough resources to uplift them from hunger and poverty.
To achieve gender equality, we need to look at different issues at a social level. When we talk about women's status and condition, the way they're perceived in their communities. First of all, we have to overcome the barrier of women's low levels of education. We know, for instance, that illiteracy is much higher among women in most of the regions in the world. The economic level, about the economic opportunities in accessing productive resources, but also the markets, the economic opportunities. Equal pay for equal work, the non-discrimination in the workplace, so that women are also enabled to occupy higher level positions, the participation in leadership. So those are key issues that need to be addressed.
And what is the relationship between hunger and gender inequality?
To achieve zero hunger, we really have to invest in women and girls. This is the smartest shortcut to end hunger by 2030. Still in the developing world, many girls still spend too much time fetching water because we don't have water provisioning in rural areas. It's still a challenge for many countries. So instead of pursuing an education and having better chances to lift themselves out of poverty in the future, many girls still spend time fetching water for the family and the community.
What measures are needed to improve gender equality for rural women?
Making sure that women, including young women, have access and control over land, over the technologies, over innovations, over the credit, the finances, that they have access to market opportunities, that they can improve the quality of their produce and meet the standards so that they can also export to global niche markets. We need to invest in labor-saving technologies. It's difficult to see 5 women pounding millet for 2 hours just to prepare one single meal. And unless we address the technology issue to reduce women's work burden, so that they can not only increase their production but improve the quality of the produce, we will keep women's status low, because if they spend that much time pounding millet, they cannot really engage in a market-oriented activity.
Obviously, we can't talk about gender without talking about men. How can men support gender equality?
Men and boys can be very powerful agents of change to promote and support gender equality, whether they are customary leaders or religious leaders who have a lot of power at local level. It's critical that we also engage men to support and promote the change. Change to removing, for instance, the food taboos that prevent women from accessing nutritious food, which is key not only for their health, but also for the nutrition of the children. But also the removal of all these barriers to women's right to own land, to control land, the right to inherit, the right to lease, the right to own, the right to buy, the right to sell land. And it is all embedded in a set of norms and customs in most communities. So we need to address those underlying constraints to women's equal access to land of good quality so that they can also expand their farms, produce more, sell more, and have enough resources to uplift themselves out of hunger and poverty.